So obviously this is a music show, but for those of you sort of familiar with my work, I really like poetry. And I have a special treat tonight, which I've never done before at any show. If anyone's seen the cover of the All You Can Do album, there's this handsome man who looks sort of like me with long hair on it from 1971. And that's Watzke, that's Paul Watzke, my dad. And my dad's also a poet. And I'd like to invite Paul Watzke to the stage to read a couple of poems right now. Without further ado, Paul Norman Watzke.
Everybody. Hi, everybody. Hey. I'd like to give a shout out to my new friend Rosemary and to my old friend Don and to Claire. My wife, George's mom. Hi up there. It's a tremendous honor for an old school poet to get to read in front of an audience like this. And it wasn't easy for me to talk George into letting me do a couple of poems. You know, finally we cut a deal when I offered to buy him a puppy. But even then he attached conditions. He said he wanted to read the manuscript of my new book and pick a couple of poems for you guys because I wouldn't have a clue. So this is what we came up with, a short poem and a shortish kind of poem. And they're on paper. I read them. This will not be happening 15 or 20 years from now. Mother liked asking, "What have you accomplished today?" And now, to no good end, I inquired of myself, as if such questions ever have good ends. Were I crazy enough to hail her back from Hades, she'd still deny her typical accomplishments amounted to getting conned by antique dealers and to pissing people off. Yesterday, I pulled a few weeds, and at dinner drank more than I'd planned. The Giants won. It's not over yet. The Giants won and climbed 2 games over 500. Their accomplishment, not mine. Now, have any of you by any chance seen a little movie called Shakespeare in Love? Well, this next poem pushes off from that piece, and George, it's one of the most literate poems in the manuscript, but George thought you guys would get into it. It deals with a paradoxical situation. You know, Shakespeare was tremendously fixated on the idea that he wanted to live forever through his poems and his plays. He left 37 plays, hundreds of sonnets, you know, and the gods granted his wish. But what the gods tend to do when they grant your wish is they screw around with you in some way. So we have the plays and the poems, but we don't really know who Shakespeare was. And so he has disappeared in a certain sense, and it allows us to do movies like the one we got there. So this is my playing around with that theme. It's called Shakespeare in Lust, the poem. Begetter begat, shitter shat, scribbler craved immortality, and the tricksy god sublimated him into language, durable as a scoured out seashell, depersonalized of its liquidated inmate, then heaved onto time's gritty shingle. Nothing much beyond an ill-limbed frontispiece, a bequest, his lesser bed, provided he who left the will was the will who wrote. And now we reap a bonus every manly rom-com, foregrounding anima infatuation with yon paltry noblewoman who yearns to strut her 90 minutes upon the sexist stage. A mimic boy impersonating Juliet yearns before goggling cameras and us and Will in simulated privacy to unbind her pale though perky breasts, repeat, reprate the aroused bard back at himself, dissolve his hypothetical writer's block while stiffening Shakespeare's decayed yet artfully insinuated long-lost quill, whose scratched-forth phrases almost alone linger. Thank you very much.